I remember the day well. I was in the second grade, and a very sweet, well-meaning teacher decided that on the, whatever day this was, that Joe Barrett was going to eat his broccoli. I have no idea why. She sat down at my table, and she made me take one bite after another, one dreaded, horrific bite of that broccoli, after another, until I had eaten it, and I cried. And between tears, I was taking bites and gagging and almost throwing up. And it was a terrible thing to be force-fed broccoli. Now, I know what she expected. She expected, because she loved broccoli. I'm sure she did. And she knew it was good for me. So she thought, man, you know, I really needed this. And the thing that she was expecting is that I'll go like, wow, that's really good. I need some more. Can I go see if they'll give me some more broccoli? Or maybe some of my friends are not wanting all their broccoli and I can have theirs. It did not have that effect. Instead, what happened was, I'm 64 years old. And did you know that this has been like 58 years later? I still won't eat broccoli. I won't touch it. Don't want it. I could be starving. Do not put broccoli in front of me. I just can't. I can't. And that was the effect of that encounter I had as a child. You know, a lot of times we mean well, and I have as a pastor meant very well, because I know, you know, as a pastor, and I know as a person that has had to confess my sins and forsake them, what a great thing it is to just receive forgiveness. That is incredible. And yet, we can't force anybody. We can't drag somebody down to the altar and get the desired effect of them receiving forgiveness, because they have to seek it. And the Lord does not force himself upon us. And he's a gentleman, and the Spirit of God does draw us and does woo us, but not forced. Because it's a choice, and God wouldn't want us to be, you know, I mean, he doesn't force himself for that reason. It's a choice of the heart. That's what faith is. That's what that decision is about. And so I know, for example, that prayer is a powerful thing, but I can't force anyone to pray. I know that giving, the joy of giving, and to know that God's going to rebuke the devourer, and being able to contribute part in the kingdom of God that way is a wonderful thing, but I can't force that on anybody. I know that reading the Bible, and when God reveals some incredible, just a little nugget of truth, what a sweet thing that is, but I can't communicate that. Some I can try, but it's difficult. And then for somebody to really get it until they have opened up the Bible and sat down along with God and had him reveal something to them. And the same thing is true when it comes to leading someone to Christ. You know, I don't have any power in me, but that God has allowed me at times in my life to be able to have a part, one-on-one sometimes, you know, preaching or teaching, but to have a small part in someone accepting Christ is such an incredible experience. And I thank God for it, but I can't explain to you how wonderful it is until you've experienced it yourself. And the desire to want to experience that has to come from the Spirit of God revealing it to you and showing it to you, and you choosing to follow him in that way. Yet, a lot of times, you know, we do try to force things on people. But what we can do is pray for them. And my mother, oddly enough, had a really interesting tactic. If she wanted me to eat something, she didn't say, here, eat this, or try to put it down my throat. She never did. Now, she ate it in front of me, and she would eat that food and go like, oh man, that is so good. And she would just let me see her enjoying it. And the same was true with anything. Like if it was even, she was, I mean, she could make cleaning look fun. And so we're to so let our light shine before men that they could see our good works and glorify God, which is in heaven. Our Father, which is in heaven. So people, if people see us living it out and enjoying obeying Christ and the fruits of the Spirit of that. But I think that goes a long way. The Bible says, in fact, people may come up and say, hey, explain why you, what's the reason for all this hope that's in your heart? Why do you live the way you do? The world's a mess. Where's this joy coming from? And then we know that that's the Spirit of God drawing. And they'll get it. But we can't force it. This has been Joe Parrott with 5 Minutes of Grace. Please, no broccoli for Thanksgiving this year. More grace, though. More grace. This is Joe Parrott. Have a blessed day.